Early in the year, we spoke to Nick Tebbe from Relationships Australia about Neighbour Day 2020. Now, since then, it's been independently evaluated by the Australian National University to look at some of the background to it. And Nick's with us once more. Nick, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. I'm well, thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. So, it was certainly a different year and a different scenario. Is that part of the reason why you sought the evaluation?
Look, yeah, very, very interesting circumstances. We generally each year do some form of evaluation just to see how the campaign is going and what impact it's having on community. But I think this year it gave us an opportunity to see, I suppose, just how important neighbours became during the COVID pandemic and the role that having social connection played in really protecting us against things like loneliness and isolation.
Yeah. So would that very strongly what came out in the evaluation?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very clear from those people who participated in Neighbour Day this year that while it wasn't necessarily about the sort of fun social gatherings that we'd seen in previous years, really Neighbour Day this year became an opportunity for people to reach out and connect with those around them, to draw support from their communities, and to provide support to their communities, which really went a long way to building that all-important social connection and helping to combat loneliness.
And how important is that sort of feedback for you guys in terms of, I guess, planning strategies going forward?
Look, it's really important. I think one of the underlying values here at Relationships Australia is really that healthy and safe relationships with good communication and support are a foundation for pretty much everything we do as a society. You know, when we feel supported, when we feel connected, we can get on with everything else that we need to be getting on with. So looking at something like Neighbour Day and the importance of social connection and having this research from the ANU to back that up, we know that it actually is really important that we keep talking about how we can work as a community to combat loneliness, to build those connections and to make sure people have the support around them that they need, through whether it's a pandemic or just normal situation, it's really important that we have that support.
Yeah, I was about to say that obviously, when it's not a year of pandemic, loneliness is still a big issue, isn't it, in society, particularly amongst older and more isolated people?
Yes, yeah, definitely. And surprisingly, not just amongst older people. We did some research a couple of years ago that looked into where loneliness was really being most experienced. And we found that right across the different age brackets, from unfortunately from high school children through to young adults and definitely all the way up into old age, there are significant groups of people who report feeling lonely. And, you know, it can be as many as 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 adults say that they lack the social or emotional connection that they need to not feel lonely. And I think that's quite a significant statistic, and it means that as a community we really have a responsibility to try and help overcome that.
Yeah. Well, from what you've said to me this morning, to me the greatest thing I take out of all of this is that the evaluation shows that people still care, and very much so.
That's absolutely right, yeah. And I think, you know, one of the most telling statistics that we saw from people who'd been involved this year was that over 90% said that they were going to maintain those connections and keep reaching out to their neighbours. And I think that's exactly right. It shows that people really do see the value, see the strength of community and want to be part of community. And I think that's really positive.
Most definitely. Nick, as always, good to chat. Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Lovely. Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Nick Tebbe from Relationships Australia joining us on the Wake Up Call.